Don't you love podcasts? You can literally listen wherever you are. Someone left us a review saying that they listen at the gym. So if that's you right now, pick up the pace. Okay. And one and two and
go,
three
go,
and
go,
four
go, go,
and
go.
Five. And the show is going to start now.
Why am I sweating?
If you haven't heard, Disney World's Splash Mountain ride has officially splashed its final splash.
Aww. But I missed the
splooshes. Yep, it splashed.
Oh man, I splashed on that ride once.
Ew.
Oh, what?
Like, gross. I got red, you guys.
All right. Well,
I was a kid.
This is supposed to be a family show.
What is wrong with you people?
The famous attraction in Orlando, though, has officially shut down for good as it prepares to relaunch in 2024 as Tiana's Bayou Adventure.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It'd be so cute.
I know, and the music from that film, one of my favorite.
Wow,
there's been a lot of controversy around the ride closing, though, and the history behind it. We're not going to get into any of that, but I will say there are some individuals who are trying to profit from this.
Oh,
because if you go onto eBay right now, someone's selling 4 ounces of authentic Splash Mountain water that they scooped up from the ride with the date of its closing written on the mason jar.
There's no way if that's authentic, it's actually clear.
Yeah, there's
because
like
that is some nasty water.
The cost is $149.99. So if you want some dirty park water with possibly a used Band-Aid floating in there,
that checks out.
Get your Apple Pay ready.
You wouldn't be able to check if it's real because that ride does have a scent.
Yeah, it does.
The water
yeah,
has a nice, its own weird, like, swimming pool kind of scent.
If you're looking for something a little bit more affordable, though, than $149, another Disney fan is selling what they described as tap water from my sink in a Splash Mountain bag.
Oh.
That one is just $25.
Wow.
The deal.
Yeah, it feels like, you know, a step down, but still worth it.
Close enough.
Uh-huh.
But if you really want to pay a lot of money, Brooke is selling the gum that she spit into a Splash Mountain employee's face after they wouldn't let her cut into the front of the line.
And then got it back?
I mean,
she had a 6-year-old pick it up for her. She wasn't going to touch that.
Duh. It's extra minty still.
Yeah, so one day,
in my mouth long.
One day we're going to put up our shock collar on eBay. And we'll see how much it fetches.
This thing is getting used and worn.
It's years old, but Jake, we need a vaguely interesting trivia question to really bump up the value of it on eBay. 14 cents higher. Give us a question. 14 cents more.
All right. Well, everybody loves happy endings.
Jeff,
I'm stopping you right there.
What?
I'm going to let you know I'm specifically talking about happy endings in movies.
Okay.
Fine. All right.
Because a new survey asked 1,000 people, in a typical romantic movie, what might you see at the very end of the film right before the credits roll?
Oh, interesting.
I have
the last thing you see.
2 large buttery tubs of popcorn and the top 4 answers in front of me, and you'll have to figure them out in a special Hollywood edition of Unglued Family Feud.
Okay.
We'll start with the man who always douses his movie seats with a spray-on rubber coating, just in case.
Mm-hmm.
It's young Jeffrey. Jeff, in a romantic movie, what might you see happen at the very end of the film right before credits roll?
Okay, well, maybe the strategy here is you just start thinking of the biggest romantic movies and think about what happens there. And who's bigger than Meg Ryan and Tom Hanks when it comes to rom-coms?
God, have you ever even seen any of those, Alexis? They're
maybe
so
if you name
old.
One.
Okay, well,
I don't know it now.
Maybe you spoiler, at the end of You Got Mail, I'm pretty sure they burn down a family bookstore together.
I don't think
or that's... they, or they wrecking ball it to make way for something new.
I don't think that's it.
Or in Meet the Fockers, they burn down that gazebo.
Yeah,
they set the gazebo on fire.
Is that the end, though? Is that I can't remember.
I'm pretty sure. So I know that all sounds.
In the movie.
It sounds sad, but I think it's a metaphor for like renewal in relationships.
Oh.
So I'm gonna go with a couple destroys a beloved local landmark. Jake,
destroying a beloved local landmark. Not on the list.
Really?
I double checked.
Maybe
not
you should have just said burning books, and that would have been
that,
better.
That'll be my next guess.
It's a tough start for us. Let's go over to Alexis.
I don't know. I'm trying to think. Don't some movies show like bloopers? But is that after the credits start?
That's not how they end the film.
That's about
just as good as Zeebo as a guess.
It's after the credits are over.
I thought sometimes they show like, we're
that's
trying to be serious.
Before this
so we
is over, look at how much these guys messed up.
That's your DVD bonus track,
Alexis. Okay, I don't know, but the other thing I was thinking is maybe just like driving off together, like
riding off into the sunset,
the little, like just married car or whatever you take.
Yeah, sure.
So I'm gonna go driving off, Jake.
Driving away together did not make the top 4.
Interesting.
All four answers still on the board. Let's go to Jose. Romantic movie. What happens at the very end right before the credits roll?
You guys, it's a romantic movie. These are based around what I want someday in my life.
Okay.
And it's always at the very end. It's their wedding. Mm. And they're living happily ever
it's
after.
It's interesting that they never show any movies post-wedding. That are yeah. romantic.
Yeah. Graduate. Very dark.
Over dishes and stuff.
Just ends in the white dress.
But it's always like the kiss I do. Jake, give me wedding.
Wedding? Number two on the list.
Oh, number two.
Number two.
Wow. Okay. Then.
Let's go over to Brooke. Three answers left.
All right. At the end of a movie, a romantic movie... You know, I'm actually going to think post-wedding here. I think that they show a flash into the future, and I would say the delivery room, but that can get a little intense.
Yeah.
So instead, I'm going to say they show them, like, playing with their children, right?
Yeah.
Their future kids.
Old together.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
Playing with your future children is not even close to the list. It's not on there.
Really?
Not on the list. Jose is the only one safe. Let's go back to Jeffrey.
Okay, we're going back. What's the greatest love story in the movies of all time?
Mighty Ducks.
Well, close to that. Titanic.
Okay.
And what happens at the end of that movie?
He dies.
Old lady drops a multi-million-dollar gem into the ocean and then dies of guilt. And then Leo dies right before that.
Yeah, there's a lot of death at
there
the end of that one. But that, you know, it's based on the Titanic.
Right.
A lot of death around that theme.
Unless there's a sequel where he comes back in Titanic 2. I haven't seen that one. But I think at the end of a good romantic movie, somebody got to pass away.
Well, I mean, look at Romeo and Juliet. You may not be wrong.
I think the Notebook at the end, aren't they dead? Well, dying or something?
They die together in the same hospital bed, holding hands.
I think it is that.
That's actually a good answer.
Someone dies is number four!
Oh!
Number four on the list, Jeffrey.
Wow.
There should be more death in romance.
So Jose got number two. Jeffrey got number four. We're back to Alexis. Next answer is safe. The last person gets shocked.
Could I just say, like, a kiss? Like, just, like, does it have to be specific, Jake? Or they're literally just kissing?
You're not going to go with Katherine Heigl gives a big pity speech of why somebody needs to love her?
And then it ends.
What is that one? 27
what
Dresses or something?
Name any Katherine Heigl movie.
Big 27 Dresses.
Pity speech.
Can I say a kiss, Jake?
Yeah, you can. Because it's number one on the list.
Okay.
Dang it.
Quickly go over the top four. The number one thing you might see at the very end of the film, right before the credits roll, is a romantic kiss. Alexis got that. Number two was a wedding. Number three, not all the way to the wedding, but the couple just starts dating.
Oh,
not everything ends in a marriage.
Oh,
and then number four, Jeffrey nailed it. Someone dies.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. It's kind of a twist.
Well, Brooke did not get an answer right. She's going to be getting shocked this morning, and somebody wanted to hear Grenade by Bruno Mars.
I catch a grenade for you, yeah. Throw my hand on a blade for you,
yeah.
I know.
I jump in front of a train for you.
That's your shock collar question of the day.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
When you think your most memorable vacation ever, it's usually your best one.
Yeah.
Like when Alexis got a photo with her crush, Peter Pan, on a Disney cruise.
Oh, yeah. Framed it.
You like the head of the Lost Boys.
Yeah, okay. I can see you dating Peter.
Uh-huh. Or Brooke's solo camping trip where she braided her armpit hair into a fishing line.
Wow.
Cool, dude. Brooke.
I got the biggest trout of my life.
Yep.
Self-sufficient.
Yeah.
Or me, when I sunk my family's yacht off the coast of Saint-Tropez, so we had to buy an even bigger one with two helipads on it.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Oh, gross. The first one only had one.
Yeah. It's the magic of the French Riviera. But one of our listeners says her most memorable vacation is the one that she accidentally ruined when she was 15 years old.
Oh, my God.
No.
But thanks to her sneaky cover-up, her parents have been blaming somebody else for years.
Whoa.
Wow.
She'll never tell them what happened, but she's going to tell us when we do a brand new mass speaker coming up at 7:10.
You don't know me.
A confession I can't take back.
I am
the masked speaker.
Got a text to 78592 that says, I only remembered it was my son's birthday because of a Facebook reminder email.
Your own son?
Hey, you know what? The important thing is Jose's mom remembered eventually.
Yeah, see? She does love you.
Finally.
You know, on the show, we fully understand that people are going to make mistakes, and you shouldn't be ashamed of that. Yeah. Let us be ashamed for you when you tell us about them right here on the mass speaker, like one of our listeners wants to come clean about her shameful past.
This is my mom on the phone. Yeah.
Well, we can't confirm that or not. Yeah. We do know she's chosen Dawn as her fake identity. So, Dawn, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Okay, hey, Dawn, what are you been hiding? What are you going to get out there today?
So, my parents do not know this to this day.
Okay.
But... back when I was 15, we were on a family vacation in Mexico.
Ooh. Oh, you're fun. One of those rich families. I like it.
Okay.
And I want to say it was the third day in. My parents and my sister went out to do an activity.
Okay.
And I decided to stay back at the beach house.
Yeah. Oh.
Typical 15-year-old.
Yeah, honestly.
Yeah, I was kind of boring back then. And I was like, you know what? I just want to stay back. And so I poured myself a big glass of Coke and microwaved a hot dog.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, a Mexican hot dog. Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. You're risky, aren't you?
I mean, but that Mexican Coke is better.
That
it you know,
is.
That it real sugar, you know.
Oh, man, with the glass bottle.
That sounds good.
And while I was holding my hot dog, I slipped on an ice cube and the hot dog flew out of my hands into the sink and I broke my left tibia.
You broke your leg? Is that what you just said?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh.
Thanks for clarifying, Brooke. I don't know what a tibia is.
I broke my tibia. It's your shin bone.
Oh, that's that's a shin bone.
Ow.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Wait, so you don't want to tell your mom that you broke your leg on Mexican vacation?
She's like, why are you limping? It's like, it's a dance, Mom. Yeah. Kids are doing it.
It was so bad. And, like, of course, my first thought as I'm screaming in pain was, my parents are going to kill me. This is going to ruin their whole vacation.
Yeah.
So, oh, I can see that, actually.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure.
They're like, this is why you should have gone with us. Like,
I'm sure they'd rush you to the hospital, right?
Well, I decided to blame it on someone else.
Wait, what?
What?
Wait. Yeah, because I didn't want my parents to be mad and to know what really happened.
So when someone else break your tibia?
It was a drug deal gone bad there in Mexico.
The cartel came in, smacked my knees, and laughed.
What do you do? How do you blame it on somebody else?
Well, first of all, I was 15. I had a different kind of energy then. So I was able to, like, get myself together, crawl to the beach. And when I say crawl, I, like, army crawl toward the water.
Oh, my God. It was a beach house.
Hopefully it was kind of close to the beach.
You look like a turtle trying to migrate.
Are you calling for help while you're doing this? This shouldn't be your concern.
I know. I know it was really, really stupid. But, I mean, I was 15 years old, and I did not want my parents to kill me that I was the reason that their vacation got canceled. They were looking forward to it for so long.
Oh, you know, my God.
That's true.
I had to.
You had to.
I finally made it to the shore, and then someone came over and was like, should I call 911? Like, are you okay? And I was like, yeah, call 911. And I told them I was hit by a boat while I was swimming.
What?
Oh, what the
heck? Wet, girlfriend.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
The boat came up on land, and then it sped away.
Oh, my God.
You know that you think this is a secret from your parents, but they obviously know that's not what happened. Like, there's no way.
What
well,
did
hold
happen?
On. Yeah, how did it play out?
So the cops came, 911, whatever, and my family all came and rallied next to me, and I told them I got hit by a rowboat, which was really, really dumb.
Oh, my God.
The slowest moving. Also, how would it hit your shin? Wait, is it not underwater?
Oh, say a God. Jet ski, but anyway. Yeah.
Okay, what did they say?
Well, the cops, of course, looked skeptical, and everybody was just looking at me like I was crazy because my shirt wasn't wet.
Yeah.
Brooke caught on to that immediately.
I was like, it's a hot day. It dried quickly. I was just making it up.
It is Mexico.
It was dry fit.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the paramedics had to come, and my parents were actually super sympathetic about the situation, and, of course, our whole vacation got canceled, but they never knew the real reason.
So you didn't avoid the ruining the vacation at all. You should have told the truth.
We're at a point in our lives. I mean, I don't know your family well, but you could probably tell them.
I like the hot dog story.
So they, to this day, believe that some random rowboat paddled by and broke your leg and then rowed away?
What? Yeah, they have no idea. They believed every word that I said. The paramedics were a lot more skeptical than my parents. I think they were just nervous that, like, you know, their kid broke their tibia. So I had to have surgery, and now my left leg is, like, a little bit shorter than my right leg.
No. I can just see your parents talking to their friends. They're like, we're going to Mexico on vacation. They're like, oh, let us warn you about the Mexican rowboat.
Yeah.
They attacked our daughter one time. Stay out of the shallow water.
Wow.
So funny. I'm sorry. I know it's a lot of pain, but...
And now you got a wonky leg. Sorry about that.
Well, thank you for sharing with us.
No problem. It feels good to get it off my chest after all these years.
Okay. Yeah, yes. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Again, I think we can... Tell your parents at this point.
She's like, oh, I need a Coke and a hot dog.
Yeah.
Never again. But text in to 78592 if you have a confession you've been holding on to.
Oh,
we'll hide your identity, mask your voice, and make you the next mass speaker. Phone Tap's coming up next.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
In today's Phone Tap, we call a guy who loves his job.
Oh, that's awesome.
Why? Because he works from home.
Mm. Must be nice.
And he tells his friends all the time about how good he's got it, how much free time and independence he has. But he just got a new supervisor he hasn't met yet. He's about to. Her nickname is Ripcord.
Oh,
no.
Ripcord's got some big changes in store coming his way.
Oh, boy.
In your Phone Tap right now.
It's another Phone Tap.
And weekday mornings on the 20s.
Hello?
What's going on here?
Hello?
Oh.
What's that?
Hi. Sorry. Hold on a second.
Huh?
For some reason, my cottage cheese isn't going down the disposal. Do you know how these things work?
Nah, I'm really confused. I don't know who this is. Who are you?
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that. This is Deb. But you could call me Ripcord.
I think you got the wrong number. I don't recognize the name.
No, your name is Jordan, right? I was hired as your new supervisor here at
Oh.
Yeah, I'm just checking with everybody. I'm the new boss. Like to be friendly, you know?
Check all right,
in, see how people are doing.
Things are going good here, I can't lie.
Yeah, I bet they are. So, you like working from home?
I mean,
according to your chart, it looks like you've been doing it for over a year.
I actually really do love working from home.
Hmm.
It's like a work-life balance. I feel like I get my job done. It's been great.
Yeah, you do have your pants on, right?
Yeah. Why are you asking?
Gotcha. Little Ripcord humor for you. I like to keep it light with my team.
That's pretty funny. That's funny.
Thanks. As you can probably understand, productivity has dipped since we have a lot of people working from home.
Well, that's not me. I'm getting everything done on time. Like, any assignments y'all got, I'm banging them out.
Yeah, and just to double check that, we're starting a new program called WFHO.
WFHO.
It's WFHO. Stands for Work From Home Overwatch.
Work From Home Overwatch.
So what that means, 3 weeks out of the month, I'll be living with you.
Huh? What?
That's Work From Home Overwatch.
Hold on.
That's right, future roomie. We're just trying to make sure things are working smoothly and you're not over there like around when you should be working. So enter me.
I don't know. I don't think I want to be a part of this program or... No.
I hear you. It's not really a choice thing, though. So I'm just going to need your address so I can forward all my stuff over there.
You are not allowed to do this. This is my home, my private space. I think there's a place for work and you're crossing it.
No, it says right here in my records. Listen, you got a designated office space, which is great. I'll just have my sleeping bag in there, a microwave, two hots and a cot, you know, similar to prison.
No, I think not.
Have you been to prison?
Why does that even matter? Like, we're not going to be cellmates.
You know, I hear a lot of pushback from you, and that's not good. Because I'm going to tell you, there is a possibility of suspension.
Suspension? We're talking about lawsuits, man. You can't come live with me.
Why are you throwing out all that?
It's not that serious. We're only talking 3 weeks out of the month here.
3 weeks? That's almost a whole month.
Yeah, no. But the key word there is almost, my friend. Or should I say my homie?
No,
my roomie?
No. Listen, I know you may be my manager and all that, but I am not your homie. So you need to back away with all that.
Can I just ask, is the problem that I'm a single, attractive woman that has needs? Is that your hesitation?
That's not my problem.
And it won't be my problem either if you got good Wi-Fi. Jump on Tinder, bring home a rando when you're sleeping.
No,
you won't even notice.
Use my Wi-Fi. You can't come bring your sleeping bag to my house.
Okay.
Nobody's coming to my space, man.
Nope.
Like, wow. Nobody's coming to work with me. That,
you know,
no.
I'm going to tell you, supervisors don't tend to like that type of language. But radio hosts, totally okay with it.
Radio hosts?
Yeah, because this is actually a prank phone call. This is Brooke from the radio show, Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. We're doing a phone tap on you.
Oh, my God.
No, your sister Nia set you up. She said you've been telling her how much you love working from home, and there's, like, some new rules coming that might stop it.
Oh, man. Oh, y'all got me so good.
I mean, I do bring up some valid points, though. I am a single attractive woman with needs.
Oh, to the hell no.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Most of the time, if we're able to get a couple to agree to go out on another date,
yeah,
we are thrilled about that.
Oh, yeah,
for sure.
Yeah,
we love love.
But you guys ever feel a little guilty? Like, why? Sometimes maybe we pressured the guy into saying yes when you could kind of tell he wasn't really 100% into it.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't ever really feel guilty about pressuring guys into that.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You ever feel guilty about pressuring the woman into the...
Yes.
Now
for sure.
Totally.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. For sure. I never want to pressure a woman.
Well, I feel like that was the case with the dude from a few months back who on his first date got asked to pay for not only himself, but a whole group of people that he never even met before.
I did feel bad for him.
And then we may or may not have really nudged him to go out and do it one more time.
Well, and there's like millions of people listening to him, so he's like pressure everywhere. Yeah.
I mean, I felt a little guilty having him say yes.
I'm actually with you on that one.
But I also really, really want to hear what happened on that next meetup.
Are we going to get an update?
Luckily, we're getting that chance
because
he's back to give us a second date update.
Oh my God.
Either that or ask us for some money because he's gone completely broke.
I was gonna say, does he realize we don't pay for this segment?
We'll find out. We're gonna play his original call first and then find out what's happened since. It's your second date update next.
Second date update.
I think most of us, when we go out on a date, like to keep it pretty traditional.
I do.
One place, two people,
okay,
12 margaritas apiece.
Whoa. I like that.
You know.
That's how our parents met.
Classic.
Ouch.
But there are some daring thrill seekers out there who like to mix it up and entertain multiple people all at once.
Dude, if everybody's into it, good on you, man. Yeah. I couldn't handle that.
It's all about communication.
Yeah. We have one of those talented multitaskers on the line right now for a second date. His name is Anthony. So, Anthony, how many people you juggle that night? More or less than 16?
Whoa.
That's
how talented are you?
Hey, bro.
The square of that, I'm only at about four.
Okay.
Four people. Which one of them are we calling? Or are we going to teleconference this thing, make it a party?
Ooh.
Well, I'm trying to hook back up with someone named Mallory.
Okay.
Wait.
Hook back up? Well, you dog, you.
Are you in a relationship with the other two people you were out with then?
It's all casual. All very casual.
Okay.
Well, so Mallory's the one we're calling. Tell us more about her.
I met Mallory, as I do most of them, on an app, and we went to a really nice restaurant.
Oh, cool. So you wanted to impress her.
Yeah, I went Italian. I'm talking white tablecloth. The whole deal.
What were you expecting to get out of this date? Like, were you looking to start something more than just a casual thing?
I mean, that's kind of the hope is that it's going to go that way for sure.
Okay.
And it was going that way to start. It was going super well. We had a couple of drinks, the conversation was flowing, and all of a sudden her neighbor shows up. This woman sits down, and she didn't sit down right away. Mallory insisted she join our table.
She's the one that invited the other people onto your date.
That seems a little awkward. How did you feel about that?
Well, I didn't like it. It was kind of cramping my style. Everything was going so well.
It is weird that you're at a fancy Italian restaurant and suddenly there's a third person at your table. It's not like you're at a bar.
Yeah.
What happened?
That's what I thought. Well, the neighbor sits down. She finds out we're on a date. Immediately, she starts talking about all her worst dates.
Oh, thank you for setting the tone, neighbor.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, maybe that's a good thing. Maybe she's like, oh, I've been on some bad dates before, so this is actually nice.
Oh.
Maybe she's
framing
it that way.
Well, it was until I showed up.
Yeah.
That's what she should have said. Yeah. Were you participating in this conversation, or was it just Mallory and her neighbor
that's
now?
That's what I'm imagining.
Hanging out.
Well, you know, I was being polite. I was being conversational as possible. But the worst part of it was you asked if the neighbor was attractive. She was an older lady, but her son showed up as well to join her. And he sat down, and he was a super good-looking guy.
Oh, no.
So now it's you, your date, her neighbor, and her super attractive son.
Oh my god.
And they all know each other, and you don't.
Yikes.
Third cousin walks around the corner, and he's a supermodel.
Do we ever get alone time with just you and Mallory, the person you meant to go out with?
Or does it ever go back down to one? Do you ever? By yourself?
Well, we did, but only because the neighbor lady is a nurse, and she was on call, so she got a call. And she had to take off immediately to go to the hospital.
Oh, you've never been so thankful for a sick person in your life, have you?
Okay. So, sounds like not the best first date so far. I mean, how did it end?
No, yeah, it was definitely not what I expected. Well, the worst part of it actually was the bill, because...
Oh, no.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
The lady was there, her son was there, they were ordering pizza, they were ordering alcohol, and I was left with about a $120 bill.
Shut up! Dude, they didn't throw down on their own stuff?
No, they didn't, because they both left in kind of a hurry, and Mallory, she offered to pay, but I was trying to be a gentleman. And...
So she wasn't a jerk about it, okay.
It just...
the way it worked out.
Yeah.
It's not like, the kid thought the mom was going to probably pay for him, then she had an emergency.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so that date ends, and we kept in touch. And then the talk of a second date came up, and immediately Mallory suggested we go on a double date with her girlfriend and her boyfriend.
More people.
Wait, not the neighbor this time, like just a friend of Mallory's.
Yeah, just one of her best girlfriends.
So did you go on the second date?
No, well, unfortunately, I insisted on not doing a double date, and I told her I had two tickets for a concert. But after I was insisting on that one-on-one date, I did not hear back from her.
No to a concert.
I don't know what's going on. Maybe she just doesn't feel comfortable being alone around you or something.
That's not a good sign.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, you may just literally be friend-zoned.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, you're fun to be around, but not a one-on-one.
In fact, I'm feeling a little bit uncomfortable with you on the phone right now, so I'm going to put you on hold for at least 3 minutes while we play a song.
There's still more
people in here. I don't feel safe. So we're going to come back. We will call Mallory for you and try and figure out what's going on with your second date update.
Do you want to invite the janitor?
Yeah, let's get anybody else in here. Anthony is creeping me out. All right, we're going to do it next.
Second date update.
You're in the middle of a second date update, and we're going to find out how the couple is doing right after you hear part two.
All right, let's get out our calculators to figure out what happened to our listener, Anthony.
Oh, our calculators?
We start with two people,
add in
one neighbor, plus her attractive younger son.
Add
one pizza, times it by three, multiply the awkwardness by 10.
I can't go that far.
Then subtract the cute son, minus the neighbor, and now we're down to one.
Okay, I didn't TI-89 to do that equation, okay?
It's just Anthony. He's all alone and out over $120 just trying to get a hold of Mallory for one more shot.
Yeah. Okay.
The strangest part of this whole thing is afterwards they were trying to arrange a second date, and Anthony was like, hey, I'd really like to take you to a concert, just you and me.
Yeah.
Her reply, how about a double date instead? So they were at an impasse, and another hangout never happened. That's why he's turned to us for help. Brooke, is there anything that I missed from Anthony's disaster date?
No, I don't think anything was... I mean, it was all out of his control. It was all out of her control, honestly.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I think that you guys deserve another shot.
Yeah.
You know?
A clean slate.
Hey, Mallory.
What?
Right, this
is, that was not Mallory. That was Brooke.
Are you drunk? Were you drunk on the date? And maybe that's what you're leaving out.
I was just practicing getting ready to talk to her.
Okay.
How about you let us talk to her first?
Yeah. Okay. We're going to make the call. You keep practicing what you want to say. Just make sure you're practicing in your head, not out loud.
Yeah, exactly.
Got it.
Okay. I'm going to dial Mallory's number right now. Here we go.
Hello.
Hey, is this Mallory?
Yeah. Who's this?
Hi. Hi, Mallory.
Sorry, I'm waving my hands in real life.
I'm waving back at Jeff.
This is Jeff from the morning show, Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. The whole show is here to talk to you.
Hey. Hi. Hi, Mallory.
That's super weird. What's up?
Yeah.
We're doing a segment right now called the Second Date Update because we're trying to help out one of our listeners named Anthony.
Oh. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Anthony says he went out with you the other night.
That is correct.
Okay. Yeah. And it turned into a big party. At the restaurant.
That's a party.
From what it sounded like.
That's a nice way to put it.
It sounded like a good time, honestly.
I mean, it wasn't quite a party, but yeah, I mean, my neighbor showed up and yeah, I mean, it wasn't just me and him.
Can I ask, when your neighbor showed up, were you excited about that, dreading that? Like inside, what was your emotion?
So, I knew she was going to show up.
Dude, you planned it?
Well, okay, so... yes, I did, but, that's not unusual. It's kind of, my test on these dates.
Oh, sneaky.
So, wait, are you trying to get her opinion on who you're going out with, or are you trying to have an out to get out yourself?
I mean, it's, all of the above.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't think any of us can blame you for wanting to have a safety net there on your date, but do you feel a little bit bad that Anthony got stuck with a giant bill paying for you and all of your neighbors and friends?
Yeah.
No, not really. Ooh. I mean, I offered, and he was a good guy and was like, no, I'll take care of it.
So he passed the test.
Yeah, he passed your test then. So what's the problem?
I mean, he did, but he was kind of weird about it and, wasn't really social with, my neighbor and her son and stuff. And I don't know. I feel like it shouldn't have even been a question that, of course, he's going to cover it. And then, we were supposed to go on another date, a double date with some of my friends, and he didn't want to do that.
Yeah, because he wants to date you. He doesn't want to date all your friends and your neighbors. And
I know, but I don't know him yet. Doesn't he want me to be comfortable? And also, if you're worried about going out and getting stuck with the bill again, then I don't know. I can be with somebody who can actually afford to do that.
So would it have been better if he interacted more? Is that what you're saying went wrong?
Or he would have been more cheerful when he paid the huge bill?
Yeah, here's my credit card.
I have been waiting to do this all night. Thank you, Mallory, for offering
it. Oh, only $120. Anybody want anything else?
Let's get another round of shots going, guys.
I mean, to be fair, $120 is definitely not the highest bill that I've stuck a first date with.
Oh, wow.
If he's asking me out, then it should be my preference and what I want to do, right? He's trying to impress me, and I want to see how he is around my friends. I want to, see how that goes. And when he said no, I'm just, then you go find somebody else.
Okay.
Wow. Well, chemistry with the friends and you.
Yeah.
Man.
Immediately.
You put Anthony.
Sitting right for me.
You put Anthony through a test by having people surprise him on the first date. So we're going to put you through a little bit of a test right now and surprise you with Anthony.
Oh, we're his friends.
Who's actually been on the other line listening entire time.
Yeah, Mallory. Oh, wow. I didn't realize, maybe if you told me that you brought all your neighbors on all your dates, I could have been prepared for it. And I even understand, it's dating guys, it's scary out there, but did you have to invite her hot son as well?
I forgot about him.
Don't hear the term hot son a lot.
He is, an adult, right?
Yeah, let's hope so.
Yeah, he's, 23.
Okay.
Oh, wait.
And also, that shows how secure you are with, your own attractiveness.
Oh, he's also a test.
That's part of it. How many tests does a guy have to go through in order to date you? It's like going through college.
I know. We got an ugly guy, a hot guy, a funny guy.
An older woman.
A guy who doesn't speak.
Yeah. I just can't believe how many people she gets to agree to participate in said
test. They get a free meal, Brooke.
I guess.
They do get a free meal because the guys I date should be able to pay for it. And if they can't, we'll just move along to the next one.
No, I mean, it's a lot of putting people in scenarios, engaging their reaction. It's so much test. Why don't you let things happen just naturally?
It sounds exhausting.
No, y'all, it's fun.
Maybe Anthony.
It's fun.
For you. For you. Your friends.
I mean, Anthony sees some red flags here. Am I right?
Do you, Anthony, or are you enjoying this?
I wouldn't say enjoying. I didn't enjoy the sting operation of neighbors at the first date, but I do understand, and I would try a double date. It would be cool if everybody could go Dutch. Besides, you know, I'll cover Mallory, but I don't know about all her friends is the only thing.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's kind of weird that you're like making it clear that you would need to like go Dutch. I think that if you were just cool with it, you would just do it. And, you know, my friends would like you a lot more.
Oh, Anthony, I think Anthony was joking when he said that. Isn't that right, Anthony? That was totally a joke. You want to pay for it.
I'm willing to pay for it. She's literally
saying we won't like you unless you have a lot of money.
She's looking for a sugar daddy.
I have one more test for you, Anthony, because we will offer to send you guys out on the date and we are not going to pay for it. Anthony is going to cover the entire bill.
What? We've never done that.
Isn't that right, Anthony?
When I signed up for this, I don't remember you guys saying you were going to change that.
Yeah, the rules are
rules are fluid on this show. And I do think Mallory would appreciate if you would step up like that. So, Anthony.
She doesn't need her more food helping. Paid for.
But it would go a long way with her, is the bottom line.
I say, it's Anthony's fault if he still wants to go out with her. I mean, that's your doing, Anthony.
I think she's worth all the pizza in the world.
Wow.
That might be the most romantic sentence ever uttered on this show.
So congratulations, Mallory.
Next to the hot sun coming.
Well, Mallory, I think I already know what you're going to say now that we've basically strong-armed him into paying for you and all your friends on your next date. But officially, I need to hear what you have to say.
You know, I'm actually thinking that maybe you are. You have a little more potential than I thought. So maybe let's do this.
What a coincidence.
I think your intuitions are right, Mallory.
Okay.
Okay.
If you want another opinion, I'm free.
Okay. So better bring a second credit card on this one, Anthony.
You can come.
Yay! Okay.
Wait a second. Wait. Why am I going on another date and paying for everything? I don't understand.
Because you're a chivalrous man.
Or you're a pushover. I don't know which.
That's the same thing, Brooke.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
That was a successful second date call. Oh. Not only because they agreed to go out again, but because we didn't even have to pay for it.
Oh, yeah.
But now they're both back on the phone to give us an update. Mallory and Anthony, welcome back to the show.
Yay!
Hi, thank you.
I'm glad there's not three other people on the line. I thought for sure the neighbor was going to be here.
We don't know that yet. Is there anybody else on the line?
Is it just you guys?
Just us.
Okay.
All right.
And what's going on? Are you guys still dating? You together? What's happening?
Yeah, we are officially dating. Yay. Yeah, for a couple months now.
That's awesome.
Wow, he passed some more tests then, it sounds like.
Oh, yeah, no. Anthony is amazing. He's the sweetest guy, and my friends love him. I think he's just great. Yeah.
Hey, Anthony, are you in debt now that you're officially dating her?
Oh, no. Oh. Well, I wouldn't say that. I mean, I'm just lucky is what I am.
That means he's barely floating above water.
Yeah.
He's on his onto his 35th credit card now. Good for you, Anthony.
That's really sweet. I mean, just think about it. Like, she was all about not seeing you, and then she gave you a second chance, and look where you guys are.
Yeah.
Cute.
Yeah, I mean, he even offered to pay my rent. He's just a good guy. Just wants to help, and he's so giving.
Did you say pay your rent?
That's extra.
Yeah, I mean, it was really sweet.
Do you guys live together?
No, I just was trying to save up for some stuff, and so he offered, and it was so, so sweet.
Anthony, you're cool with paying your girlfriend's rent?
Yeah, I mean, it was her idea, but I mean, it's really responsible of her to ask me to do that right now because she's saving up for like a bigger investment kind of thing. So.
No. Well,
it's responsible of her to do that.
Yeah.
Have you told people that you're doing that, Anthony? I think some people would have
nobody. Well, yeah, nobody's asked me about it. You guys are the first to really ask me about it, I guess.
Oh, man.
Right. That's,
Alexis, that's Mallory got it figured out. What happened with you?
I know. There's hope.
That's the price of love. Love comes at a cost.
Yeah.
I don't know if the listeners are going to like hearing this. Text in.
Well, Anthony, as long as you're happy, man. Are you happy?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I couldn't be happier.
All right. Well, that's what counts.
Here we go. You guys said last time you were going to, the radio station was going to take us out for another date.
Oh, for a date?
I was wondering if there was like a gift card or something.
Maybe. Jeff, do you
have any
gift cards?
I think he should get that now. Yeah. I think we didn't pay for their second date. Let's pay for it.
Babe, you don't need to ask that. That's awkward. You don't need to ask that. Oh.
She's like, we're not bored. You have all the money.
We're okay.
Well, very concerned.
Yeah, congratulations, I think, you guys.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Keep us updated. Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Is he living in his car?
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
I think I speak for everyone when I say, ugh, love.
No, yay, love.
Right.
It's so confusing and complicated, especially in today's world.
But once it finally happens, it's so simple.
Brooke, you're making me sick.
Whatever happens to some people.
Whenever we talk about dating in the modern world, there's all these new hookup terms and hookup apps and reality show hookup islands that you have to go fly to. It could feel almost hopeless to find anything real now. But what if I told you the secret to dating was as simple as looking back at your favorite breakfast cereal when you were a kid?
Oh, simple.
It's simple. I know it sounds crazy, but one relationship expert says that's all it takes. And we're going to tell you what your favorite cereal as a kid growing up tells you about your dating life now.
Whoa.
Coming up at 8:10. The number one life goal for people right now, I just looked this up, as they become adults, isn't to make money or be in top physical shape or even go viral on TikTok.
Oh, what?
I'm shocked at this.
What is it?
It's marriage and family harmony.
Oh, yay! Where's the boo coming from?
That's so sweet.
Where's the fun in that?
That's great, Jeffrey.
I love that, Jeff.
Well, that's according to a new poll. And how do people even get to that spot, though, where you actually find that perfect person who fits you?
No idea.
I know some turn to dating apps and dating coaches. Others might rely on horoscopes and astrology.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people like those personality types.
Kind of see who you're compatible with.
Yeah, yep. ENFTSP, whatever it is.
But according to the latest research, throw all of that out the window.
Okay.
And just look at your cereal box.
No way!
What?
Because a marriage and family therapist named Jeff Gunther is going viral after he posted a TikTok saying you can predict how you're going to be in a relationship based on your favorite breakfast cereal as a kid.
Jeff, I love cereal and I like so many cereals. This is why I'm crazy about women.
But isn't every kid's cereal just sugar? Like...
Well,
cereal,
each one
right?
says a little bit of different things. Okay. So real quick, let's go around the room, see what our favorite cereals growing up were. Alexis, what was your favorite?
Fruity Pebbles.
Fruity Pebbles,
So good.
Jose?
Okay.
I'm going to go with Cap'n Crunch.
Ooh. Cap'n Crunch.
Especially Oops All Berries. That was fire.
That one's so good.
Yeah. Hurt the roof of my mouth too much.
Brooke, what
really
was yours?
Did. Yeah. It was worth the pain,
I was bleeding. I'm going to go, hands down, Lucky Charms.
Yes,
was my favorite.
Such a close second.
But you weren't allowed to have that in your house.
I mean, we had it. We just didn't have it, like, every morning. We had it.
Yeah. So let's find out what it said.
I'm
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yes!
That was my favorite.
There's so many.
The milk is so good at the end.
The therapist says people who like fruity cereals growing up, like Trix, Fruit Loops, Fruity Pebbles. Alexis, this is you. He says they're likely wild, chaotic daters as adults and have idea what they actually want out of a relationship. He says, just like the fruity cereal mascots, you're a lot to handle, unstable and unstable.
Absolutely.
Not that unstable.
Is there any positives here? Is this just ripping?
The positives is it does make for a wild, exciting time whenever you go out and meet somebody new.
Okay.
A lot of wild.
But you tend to flame out fast and prefer to lily pad through many different shallow relationships. Alexis, would you say this is a fair assessment of your dating life?
Unfortunately, yes.
The most accurate ever.
A lot of lily padding.
If you talk to Alexis, she's like, yes, someday I'm going to get married with kids. And then you say the word marriage, and she's like, never mind.
Yeah. If you like Cinnamon Toast Crunch growing up, like me, then you have, quote, a refined taste, and it shows based on the people that you're attracted to.
What does that mean? You're picky? Is that what it means?
It says you don't mind being considered a trophy because you want your sweetie to flaunt you all around town.
Hey, okay.
Okay.
I'm just a trophy wife, I guess.
Are you okay with that?
I'm down for it, yeah. If you enjoyed sugary cereals.
Okay.
Frosted Flakes, Honey Smacks, Golden Crisp.
Okay.
Lucky Charms was sugary.
No, that's different. Yeah.
Lucky Charms is later on this list.
Okay.
It says, if you like the sugary ones, then you're most likely a diehard, hopeless romantic.
Oh, probably this is me.
You're religiously checking your horoscope along with your partners and believe fate will bring you and your soulmate together one day.
Oh, my God.
But don't feel like you need to put in any effort yourself.
Oh.
Okay, never mind. That's not me.
You rely on fate to do all the work for you.
Oh, my God. That is so not me. I don't even believe in luck.
Yeah, that's not me.
I think
it's
all choices.
We're talking about your favorite breakfast cereals that you liked as a kid and what it means about your dating style now, according to a relationship therapist. If you liked marshmallow cereals.
Okay, give it to me.
So here's Lucky Charms. Then you're always focusing on the green flags and ignoring the red flags in relationships.
I have never seen a red flag in my life.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You're all about the honeymoon phase and focusing on the sweet parts of a relationship, but make rash, questionable decisions, especially in the bedroom, that tend to get you into trouble.
Wow.
Brooke!
I mean, who said trouble's bad? That is very accurate.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
If you liked plain cereals.
Okay.
This is Rice Krispies, regular Cheerios, Raisin Bran.
Okay. You're single for life?
Oh, my God. This is my husband.
He said, you like to keep things simple and direct.
Oh.
You aren't very much fun to date.
This is my dad.
You do know exactly what you want in a partner. You're probably the first one to ask, what is this? Are we a good match? Let's define the relationship.
Oh, man.
And you understand you won't be young forever. You're on a ticking clock when it comes to love, so you're more willing to settle for a partner that fits your criteria.
Oh, settle? Wait, that's
Brooke's
your husband.
He settled for you.
No, he did
and
not.
And she didn't see any red flags.
Like, great, let's go.
Oh, someone wants to marry me.
Settled or not, he's with me and I love him.
Now,
he's great.
I don't have time to get to all of them. You said Captain Crunch.
Yeah.
I will say, I don't have the full description, but Captain Crunch was known as the captain of their relationship. They have to be in charge of dating.
Really?
Oh, I can see that about you, Jose.
Huh.
It's your way or not anyone's way.
Yeah.
I don't think that's true.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
I'm not pushy.
I know, but you tend to date.
You have your girlfriend.
Oh, whatever you say, Jose, you're right. And now, Brooke, you're rethinking of feeding your children that all-organic oat-brand squares to your kids.
You boring kids.
I'm okay with them being boring. It keeps my life more simple, Jeffrey.
Yeah, text in to 78592. Tell us, was this true to your favorite cereal growing up?
Does it fit your dating personality?
Can we put
the link in our Insta stories, too?
Yeah, we'll throw it up, at Brooke and Jeffrey on our Insta stories.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Win! Brooks! Box!
Let's get a golf clap going for first-time player Alex from SeaTac.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Right. Too loud, Alex. Yeah.
Alex. Jeffrey's on the tee right
this
now.
This is a respectable show.
What's up, bro?
What's up, man? Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Do you golf, Alex?
I'm not a golfer, no. I don't have the patience for it.
Yeah,
it does take some of
me
that.
Me too. I can do 9 holes, and then after that, I'm too drunk to the rest.
Brooke's not even talking about golf in that.
Yeah. And again, she's still so drunk.
Alex, what's your strategy as a first-timer? What's your strategy to beat Brooke today?
I'm going to try to get through as many questions as possible.
Good strat, bro.
Answering some of them correctly would help, though. So.
I don't know, man.
I think just answering.
Okay. Just any answer.
That's what I do.
Toss it out there. We're going to throw Brooke out of the studio while that happens. You know how the game's played, Alex. You got 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. If you don't know when you could say pass, but you have to beat Brooke outright to win. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Thanks.
Good luck. Time starts now. Ellen DeGeneres celebrates a birthday today. Is she in her 50s or 60s?
60s.
January is National Blood Donor Month. The four main types are A, B, AB, and what other?
O.
On a boat, a spinnaker is a type of what?
Pat.
A man named Craig Newmark founded what famous website?
Google.
Where does the family... Oh, my God. I'm having trouble reading these questions. Where does the family from the movie Home Alone live?
Chicago.
And I'll give you one more.
Yeah.
On a keyboard, the percent sign shares a key with which number?
Four.
Alex, your strategy actually, I think, was pretty good. You got through a ton of questions.
Jeff really didn't.
Yeah, I was the big problem in that round. Uh-oh, reading
Jeff.
Is hard.
Jeff stumbled on everyone.
Uh-oh, Jeff.
You got to do the same thing with Brooke now.
Well, I was distracted because I saw on the phone screener, Alex works for Nintendo. Which sounds like the coolest thing ever. What's the best and the worst part of your job,
Alex?
Do
you know Mario?
I don't. I have not met Mario yet.
Okay.
The Luigi brothers are his boss.
Actually, the CEO's name is Bowser, if you can believe it.
No way!
That was his only qualification for the job.
They're like, search LinkedIn for a Mario character. Hired immediately.
Do you literally just play video games at your work all day?
No. But I do get to play video games. I do get to test out some new games before they come out.
Dude,
so it's a lot of fun.
Sweet.
Cool. And are you guys hiring or no?
You should check the website. You know, there's we're always hiring.
All right.
He's not even going to give you an in. You have
I don't know. Jeffrey's middle name is Princess Peach. Yeah. So you may get something.
All right.
Nintendo jokes are hitting right now.
I'm pretty good at Nintendo jokes.
It's going so hard. Brooke, here we go. Your time starts now. Ellen DeGeneres celebrates a birthday today. Mm-hmm. Is she in her 50s or 60s?
60s.
January is National Blood Donor Month. Mm-hmm. The four main types are A, B, AB, and what other?
O.
On a boat, a spinnaker is a type of what?
A sailboat?
A man named Craig Newmark founded what famous website?
Craigslist.
Where does the family from the movie Home Alone live?
New Jersey.
Now, on a keyboard, the percent sign shares a key with which number?
I'm going to go 4.
I don't really know. We're going to see if you're right on all your answers when we go to the scoreboard with Jose.
It's me, Mario.
Hey.
Bolaños.
Hey, I'm so happy we pulled that. Alex, you got 3 correct today.
Ooh.
All right.
Showing up strong on that first outing.
Pretty good. And Brooke.
Yeah.
You got... Da-na-na-na-na-na. Dun, 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 dun. I'm just adding
dramatics.
Yeah, to Mario.
Yeah,
you got 3 as well, Brooklyn.
Oh. We tied.
It's a tie. And that means it goes to the house, man. I'm sorry, Alex. Let's go over the answers real quick. Ellen DeGeneres has a birthday today. She is in her 60s, turning 65. January is National Blood Donor Month. The four types of blood are A, B, AB, and type O. On a boat, a spinnaker is a type of sail.
You said sailboat, like another boat, so we can give it, but you still won.
Craig Newmark is the founder of Craigslist. The family from Home Alone lives in the city of Chicago.
It's a huge mansion.
On a keyboard, you'd find the percent sign right above the number 5.
Oh, it's close.
Hey.
So, Alex, unfortunately, can't give you any money here, but just for playing, you do win a pair of tickets to Winter Brilliance at Chihuly Garden and Glass, running now through February 28th. Winter Brilliance is a brand new light and music installation from Dale Chihuly, inspired by fire, ice, and the dramatic use of light.
Fire and ice, like in Mario.
Yeah.
Is it like in Mario?
Just like Mario.
There's fireballs. There's many fireballs. There's an ice level, too.
Okay. It's not like that.
It
we
is
can stop making
Alex,
the references.
Tell these people everything is like
but
Mario.
But it is cool. You should go check it out, man.
Yeah, appreciate it.
All right.
Yeah.
Appreciate you playing, Alex. We'll be back to do Winbrook's Bucks same time tomorrow.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.